Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, are you blessed? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus? In the book of Numbers, chapter 32. Numbers 32. Numbers what? Numbers 32. We'll start from verse 1. Verse what? Now, here we find the children of God on the plains of the Jordan River, just on the other side of this river is the promised land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a dream come true. This is a dream come true. I said there's a dream coming true. This were promised more than 400 years ago that it will happen. God is faithful. I say God is faithful. Whatever word of God you received in your life is coming to pass. Oh, can I say that again? Whatever word that you received in your ears and you believed it is coming to pass. If it was truly the word of God, it is coming to pass. Am I talking to somebody here? The one who promised is not a liar. Amen. Are you hearing me? It's not what? It's not a liar. He promised even before they went in there that they will come out. Amen. God is faithful. He's going to do it. That dream is coming true in your life. That word is coming true in your life. Hallelujah. They are now standing there and seeing the fulfillment of a promise. Just looking at it. Wow, this is the land. Amen. Hallelujah. You are staring at your inheritance from the Lord. This is your inheritance for you and your children. Amen. So here, Numbers 32, it says, verse 1, the Reubenites and Gadites who had very large herds and flocks, so that the lands of Jazer and Gilead were suitable for livestock. So they came to Moses and Eleazar the priest and to the leaders of the community and said, I'm reading because I just want to go faster. So the leaders of the tribes of the Reubenites and the Gadites, the tribe of Gad and Reuben, came to Moses, their representatives, their leaders, and they said, Ataroth, Dibon, Jazer, Nimra, Heshbon, Eleale, Sebam, Nebo, and Beon. Hey, somebody is listing what he sees in front of him as the blessing of the Lord. He says, I can see these things. He says, on the land the Lord subdued before the people of Israel. Now, as the Israelites were coming to Canaan, they subdued many nations. Now, all those lands are now empty. Are you hearing me? They are now what? On the other side of Jordan. They are now what? They are now empty. Are you with me? The land the Lord subdued before the people of Israel are suitable for livestock, and your servants have livestock. If we have found favor in your eyes, they said, let this land be given to your servants as our possession. Do not make us cross the Jordan. Now, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and later on they were joined by the half-tribe of Manasseh. So there were 2.5 tribes that were there before Moses to present this request. Are you here? Because they have seen that these plains were beautiful and suitable for what? For livestock. Say, for livestock. Now, verse 6. Moses said to the Gadites and Reubenites, should your fellow Israelites go to war while you sit here? I wanted to underline that. Should your fellow Israelites go to war while you sit here? 7. Why do you discourage the Israelites from crossing over into the land the Lord has given them? Underline that one too. And Moses immediately compares this behavior with the one at Kadesh Barnea, where the 12 spies crossed over to Canaan. He says, this is what happened when the children of Israel were supposed to enter, but there are people who gave them bad report and discouraged them from entering the land. Verse 10 says, the Lord's anger was aroused that day, and he swore his oath, because they have not followed me wholeheartedly. Not one of those who were 20 years old or more when they came up out of Egypt will see the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not one except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun, for they followed the Lord wholeheartedly. The Lord's anger burned against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until the whole generation of those who had done evil in his sight was gone. And here you are, you, a brood of sinners, standing in the place of your fathers and making the Lord even more angry with Israel. If you turn away from following him, he will again leave all these people in the wilderness, and you will be the cause of their destruction. Now, underline that one. You will be the cause of their destruction. Are you in the house of God? Now, the 2 or 2.5 tribes have seen the beauty of the land on the other side of the Jordan River, and they have asked for it. Hallelujah. And Moses is warning them that that behavior, and I'll explain what is this behavior. He said, if you do that and you see it, you will discourage those who have to enter. Now, why is he saying that? Remember that the land of Canaan was not lying vacant. Are you here? The promise was not lying idle. What does that mean? You see, what God promised you may be in another person's hands. Okay. And God explained why he did that. He says, I will not drive these people before you. Why? Because I will not remove them. Because if I do, he says, the land will be occupied by wild animals and they will destroy you. There's something that belongs to you that is being taken care of by somebody else. Are you hearing me? What God has promised you is not lying idle. That's why you have to put up a fight to get what rightfully belongs to you. Hey. It is for your own good. Somebody had to look after it. Somebody had to develop it. Somebody has to take care of it for you. Oh, you're amen. It's like you don't believe what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Whilst you were in the wilderness going around in circle, your property was being taken care of by somebody. All right. Am I speaking to people who believe? Whilst you were in the wilderness learning your wilderness lessons, your wilderness what? Lessons that were preparing you how to take care of your properties when you get to them. In the meantime, somebody is looking after them. Amen. Until you are ready. So he says to them, hey, do you know very well that they are occupiers? If you people, and you see later, we are talking about 40,000 strong army from this 2.5. He says, if you stay behind, do you see that you're going to discourage them? Do you see that you're going to abort the mission of God? Like it happened up there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because they will think that they are no longer strong enough. I hope the Spirit of the Lord is beginning to say something to you. You see, in the house of God, there will be people here. And I've seen it in the past. There will be people God will move, or they will move before others in the things of God and the blessings of God. They will move before others. Oh, I hope you're hearing me. In other words, you will suddenly, as I declare, suddenly see things. Now you'll understand why coming here is a fight. You don't need even deliverance. Just being here is enough to make things start moving in your life. And I realize that there are certain things, you know, there are people who come into ministry like this one and things start moving almost immediately. Almost immediately, things start moving. Yes. Because these ones are to be settled on the other side of the Jordan River. Oh, Jesus Christ. But you see, there's a warning. Moses says, You know what? You cannot, because if you get settled here, there are people who will be discouraged by you. How many times when you see people who come to church and they suddenly get blessed and you've been sitting here for 5 years, nothing is happening, you feel, this person came yesterday, he's already testifying. Oh, maybe I still don't, I can make it well alone.
Kelowna. But there are certain things that we can do to discourage others from pursuing theirs. Now, that is where I want to explain to you what this is all about. Especially those who get the blessings ahead of others, you have a responsibility. You have what? Now listen to this. Verse 16 says, then they came up to him and said, we would like to build pens here for our livestock and cities for our women and children. Look at them. They not talk about their wives and children. They mention them last. They are only interested in the livestock. Oh, God help us. Hallelujah. Look at the man next to you. Say, hey, man of God. Your children, your wife and children come before your money. Please tell the man next to you. Say, your wife and your children, they come before your money, your money and your cars. Did you tell the one next to you? Did they hear that? How about you start feeling that? Your children, they come before your cars and your art and your money. They want to take care of their investments first before their wives and their children. Yeah. Are you here? Look, they mentioned their livestock first, and then women, and then children. Oh, God help us. Hallelujah. But we will, here they say, but we will arm ourselves. Now listen to this. They say, but we will arm ourselves for battle and go ahead of the Israelites until we have brought them to their place. Now you must underline that one. They said that as a condition for us to receive and keep our blessing, we'll make sure that our brothers and our sisters are also settled. Our brothers and our sisters, they also do what? Settled. And they said, we will go ahead. Oh, come on, clap your hands for Jesus Christ. Imagine, after settling their wives and their children, and everything is well, they say, we will go ahead and we will lead the army. These are the people who will do something for God, not because there is something that they want.
Yes.
Some people, as soon as they settle in life, they start to change and think that they are no longer, even the places where they were are no longer worth hosting them. These are the kind of people who want you to see that they now have got a nice car. They parking cars at the different places. When the car park guys wants to say, hey, you know what, to park here, say, no, I can't park here because nobody will see my car here. Are you hearing me? People get settled. They really make you feel that there's something wrong with you because you are not yet there. They will make you feel it. Yes. Are you hearing me? They will make you do what? They will make you feel it. This one says, no, we shall go ahead of them and make sure that they are settled. Are you hearing me? When God blesses you with whatever, and I told you that I'm not, look, I'm sure when I receive this message is because you are ready for something in your life. Are you hearing me? Oh no, look, you could say, you know, this pastor now is going again. You know what I'm saying? or you can connect with this declaration. Are you ready to connect with what I'm saying to you?
Amen. So when God blesses you, and he will, and when he does that with money and any other thing, it's for you to just settle your family. And you know what I mean? When God gives you money, it's not for you to do anything else. Just to go and buy a nice house for your family to be comfortable. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? It does not have to be in the upmarket what to say, neighbor. Hey, you still have a responsibility. I'm talking to somebody here. Oh, will you listen to what I'm telling you? Because God is about to do something for you. That's why this wait must come before it happens. Hallelujah. When you buy a car, you want a nice car. You get what I'm saying? You want a car with four airbags, all right? Why? Because you want your family to be safe, isn't it? Whilst you are away on God's duties, isn't it? Four airbags, ABS brakes, because it must be safe. And then it must have GPS, so they mustn't be lost. Say, neighbor, anything beyond that is disobedience. I'm telling you. Because you have a responsibility. When God blesses you, he has got somebody else in mind. Yes. He wants you to settle your brother also, so that you can be settled forever. You know why people don't get settled forever is because once they get settled, they make others feel that there's something wrong with them. They are not encouraged. You know, there are people, when they get blessed, we don't get encouraged by their blessing. Are you here? You know, I used to listen to one pastor, honestly. I was listening to one pastor. And I stopped listening to him because every time I listen to him, I feel like I'm failing as a pastor. Because all we hear is how blessed he is. How anointed, not even that. If you are really chosen as a pastor and called by God, how could you be suffering like that? No, that's the message. That's the message. Are you hearing me? So when some people, when they move, how come your church is not full? How come your church is not full? And at the time, I think I had 10 members. How come you're a pastor? There's something wrong with you. That is not a message of encouragement. Is it a message of encouragement? No, it's not. Are you hearing me? So I was hearing more about him. Then I stopped. This one, I'm not going to listen anymore. I'm not being encouraged. I stopped. I switched off. Are you hearing me? When God blesses you, you must be a source of encouragement for those that have not settled yet. Yeah. Hallelujah. They mustn't feel like, hey, you know, I can't rapele hand. Haki fasti. I'm not, okay. I must speak less of Esotho because these messages have been listened to all over the world. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? I mustn't feel like I need to go pray more, need to fast more, need to do that more. Are you hearing me? Maybe I'll tie the hand. Maybe your offering is not, yeah. They leave you feeling like that. Discouraged. It's not an encouragement. That one is a discouragement. Are you in the house of God? Am I talking to somebody here? I say God is about to settle you. Don't discourage your brothers and your sisters. They said, we shall take up arms and go ahead of them.
In other words, they are going to lead the battle when they had nothing to benefit from. Hallelujah. When God blesses you, we want to see you still leading the prayer meetings, still leading the intercession, still fasting, still praying, because you want to see your brother cycling. Yes. You are still the first one attending services. You are still going up and down, Rabba Shakatara, but yet you parked a BMW outside. Rabba Yalaba Kasatada Rabba said. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, you got good. You have to give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You look at those that are still have not settled. They annoy you because you believe they should be doing more than that. They cannot come 10 minutes late after when you have come. Hallelujah. Do you get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Because you want them to be where you are. Enjoy the things that you are enjoying. Oh, are you here? Am I talking to somebody in the house? Oh, God is going to settle somebody before somebody. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. God is going to settle somebody before somebody. I don't know who's who you are. Are you hearing me? Look at the other neighbor. Somebody's going to be settled before somebody. Are you talking to your neighbor? That somebody's going to go ahead of another. Yes. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, if you go ahead of me, you still have to lead the battle until I'm okay. Yeah. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? When people get blessed, then our churches are no longer good for them because they are tense. Now they want the air conditioners. Phew, what's all the makeup? Mole what's or kuru what's or makeup? You forget there was a time when you did not know what a makeup looks like. What's a Nivea? Or what is the other one? What is it? Mom. Snow White. I remember Snow White in a small little thing. Are you hearing me? Forgetting that there was a time when you did not know this thing. Why don't we fix this roof? Hey, you're discouraging us. Discouraging us. You are not an encouragement. No. Can I talk to somebody here? I said God is going to settle somebody before somebody here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, oh, go. Give us some time. Let me just make sure they've got a house at least. I'm coming. This and that. And when they finished, they crossed with them. They did what? They crossed with them. 40,000 of them. They left their families. They left what? Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, build them a very beautiful house. When you finish, come and sleep in the gym. Yeah. Until you see something happen with your brother. Hallelujah. And cry, Lord, this your house cannot continue to be like this. And pray. Hallelujah. Oh, David says, how can I live in a house like this one when you live in a tent? Yes. That was David. You live in a tent, but look at me, I live in a palace. It cannot happen. And he tried to do something for God. God said, your hands are full of blood. collect raise funds. Your son, he will build it for me. And he raised funds.
Are you hearing me? Look at say neighbor, you settle your family, everybody.
You pay your school fees, you do everything up to date. When you finish, you come back here.
Yeah. Hallelujah. If we were all to do that, this place would be a better place today. Would be a better place. Oh, some of us after doing all that,
okay, where do I go on holiday? Hawaii, Honolulu. You don't even tell the bus. I phone and you're on a ship, whatever, WhatsApp, whether it works on a ship. Oh, pastor, sorry. I didn't tell you. I'm on route to Hawaii. Please pray for me. Do you think I'm going to pray?
Am I talking to somebody here? I've got people here that I must help now that you're gone to settle. You should be in the forefront of this. Now I'm the one who must come and lead intercession because now you've gone to Hawaii. The pastor must come and lead intercession. Oh, Jesus Christ. That's what we do.
Oh, God is going to settle somebody before somebody here.
Hallelujah. Because of time, I think we'll read.
I want you to go and read the rest of the chapter and learn. But here's the thing.
It took them 6 years to 7 years. Over 6 years. Say over 6 years. It took them over 6 years to settle the last tribe. In other words, they were away from their families for 7 years, fighting the battle that did not benefit them. They did not see that. There was nothing like I'm going home to see. No. The next time they went back home, it was after 7 years. When the last tribe was settled, the last tribe, they made sure all the way they were in front.
Oh.
They forsook the comfort of their homes just for a brother to be settled.
I'm thinking about those ones who had to wait for 6 years to be settled. You know, let me tell you this. I don't know how long you would wait for something to happen in your life. Imagine if you were number six. I mean, the sixth year tribe. You have seen people in the first year, in the second year. Kirare libo tribe people, mamang. But again.
Hallelujah. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
You ask yourself, what criteria are these people using, ma? Mudimu beresa criteria we have more. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You'll see people go in one by one. How one of sets you enough to your only tribe. But it encourages you when you will see that everybody still treats you the same. Are you hearing me? You are amongst the rich people. You are the only one. Of course, they are all driving, but they are taking care of you like you don't feel anything. They don't make you feel small. They all say, today, drive. Come in my car today. No. Today, come. You say, wow. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So, wow. Amen. Are you hearing me? One by one, God is gonna settle you. One by one. Hallelujah.
one by one. But God says, it does not matter which number you come in, but you must never feel it. You must never have the experience of being left out. You must never have the experience of being behind because of other people's behavior. What I can tell you is that your inheritance is ahead of you. It's here. Hallelujah. It's where? It's here. Certainly, being in the promised land is not the same as being in the wilderness. In other words, you will live a better life still even before you settle. Oh, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not that like you when you are waiting. No, I'm saying to you that your life will not be what you dream of immediately, but it will certainly be better than wilderness. Hallelujah. Because in the land, they will begin to eat the fruits, things that were just growing, that were, you know, there's a lot of things that people were in the land that were doing, not knowing they are going. May you benefit from that in the name of Jesus. If you remember that what God gives you is not for you alone, you will keep it forever. But if you don't, it will be for a moment. Now listen, when you see two people, one is, both are rich. If you want to know what will become of them, just look at their attitude towards others. In fact, let me put it like this. When God truly blessed you, your blessing will become others' source of encouragement and blessing. Do you know that the devil can make people rich? Oh, can I talk to some? Do you know that the devil can make people rich?
Yeah.
He offered it to Jesus. Jesus said, no, I don't need it. But he did offer Jesus. Are you hearing me? But you see, when you look at two people, you can tell what is the source of their blessing, because the devil, when he blesses you, he wants you to use your blessing to oppress others. He wants you to run over others. He wants you to make them feel they're nothing and useless. It's a source, it's a power to control, enslave. Just see how people use their money. You can tell what is the source. But the one who receives from God and know God and fears God, he knows that my blessing must be a source of encouragement to another person. Are you here? Am I talking to somebody here? Huh. Are you here? Say never. I don't know. But between us, one is going to go before another. Is for certain. One will go before another. But when you do, remember that I'm here, but I'm also coming. Hey, let me tell you something. It is written in some of the writings of the Jewish writings Now listen to this. It is recorded that when the tribes of it won't be in your Bible, it's in the other writings. The Jewish people, they've got many other records. Are you hearing me? They said that it is said that when the tribes of Reuben and Gad and Manasseh were in the land and they were fighting, they commented about the land. Do you want to know what they said? I want to read exactly what they said, their words exactly. Are you here? They said, a small portion of this land, meaning the promised land, a small portion would be more valuable than twice the amount on the one that we got. I want to repeat that. A small portion, in other words, a piece of this land is worth more than double the one that we got, the other land, the other side of the river. Hey, what am I saying to you? Even though you may be settled last, what you will get will be more attractive. Hallelujah. You know, I normally tell people that, don't worry. If you don't see immediate breakthrough, it means your breakthrough is bigger than... Oh, come on. When you see people moving immediately, say small. Ah, well, it doesn't matter whether they bought a mansion. You just say, what? Small. It means yours was worth the delay. Refuse to get less than those who were God before you. Can I talk to somebody here? Do what? Refuse. Say, neighbor, I can't wait for nothing. Huh? Only to get what people got last year. Never. Say never. Say, what is mine? It's increasing in value. If it is increasing in value, when I get it, it will be more valuable than anything else. Yes. Hallelujah. Can I get a son? No. Sky gets a son. You must know. Okay. Still, I'm like number five. Okay, fine. Five years. What's all right? I know the longer we go, the fatter the land. The fatter the land. Oh, Jesus Christ. Can I say congratulations to you? Let me start with those who are receiving like today. Congratulations. Congratulations. Those who are receiving tomorrow, congratulations. Those who are receiving next week, congratulations. Those who are receiving 1 year from now, even more congratulations. Hallelujah. You must not look at my house that I bought 5 years ago and say, oh no, I still like that one. No. Yours, I will say, I like yours. Oh, Jesus. Am I talking to somebody yet? Can somebody say we are all going to be settled? At different times. But we are in. We are in. Hallelujah. I told you, I've seen witches. I know we are in. Amen. Ah, we are in. When I look at them, I see the frustration. I say, ah, no, we are in. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, we are in. They are no longer even hiding themselves because they can't hide anymore. We know we are there. Hallelujah. Amen. We know we are what? We know we are there. Are you blessed, Bazalani? Are we blessed, Bazalani? Say, I am a settler. I cannot just say, I'm a settler. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To love Jesus Christ. I wanted to say this way. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I was able to wait and finish my wilderness time. I know wilderness is not forever. I hear it is over, and I am excited. I hear the good news of my inheritance that is just in front of me. Lord Jesus, I know that you are blessing me right now. I know you are blessing me right now. Whether today or tomorrow or next week, it will take for me to see it. But I know you are blessing me already. I'm in the land already. All the suffering is over. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is a difference between tribulations and sufferings. Né? Hallelujah. Tribulations is something else. Sufferings, you know, I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. I'm trying to explain something to you. That there is the kind of suffering that must not happen in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's you can see this one, no. Amen? It should not happen. Amen? But we shall have trials, yes. But there are certain things, even Peter said the same thing, that when you go through things, make sure it is not because of certain things. Are you hearing me? So I pray that there is the kind of suffering that you must never ever again experience in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Especially poverty related. Especially poverty related. That one, in the name of Jesus, you are not going back there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And I was praying recently, and what we are going to do in this ministry, as God leads us, we are going to tell you specific things that you will have to do to make sure that you grow from strength to strength in financial matters. Hallelujah. And we are going to all grow together in this. Amen. So it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Because I was praying one day and the Lord showed me the things that I was supposed to do instead of praying. I'll leave you there. He showed me here, you should have done 1, 2, 3. And those will be your lessons. Yeah, you prayed, but you're supposed to do 1, 2, 3. Because if you have faith, it must be accompanied by actions. Yes. Hallelujah. And he showed me that's the reason why some of the things were not happening. And those for me are lessons for you as well. Hallelujah. Oh, you are going to be something in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Poverty will not be part of this ministry in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. Yeah. The poor is waiting for us outside, not in the house. We'll go there, get them out there, the poor. Hallelujah. Because they will always be here, but not in the house of God. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Do you love Jesus Christ? Some will go ahead of others. I say some will go ahead of others, but we are all moving. I say we are all moving. So we are all moving. Please remember, success is an encouragement to do more for the Lord, not less. Are you hearing me? When you succeed, you must desire to do more. More commitment, not less. More commitment. More commitment. More of this. Do more, more, more. The more God blesses you, do more. Amen. There was a time when I was so busy in private practice many years ago. And we're doing something at church. I think we were like painting windows at church. You know what I did? I paid another doctor to go and work for me so that I can go work at church. So that I could go paint windows at church. Yes. I paid him for a locum to go and be where in church and just paint windows at church. There is no better place for me to be than in the house of the Lord. And I live what I preach. Hallelujah. Pay somebody. So if what I'm telling you, as the more you get blessed, the more you must be wise and know that, hey, this is how things must be done. Nothing must take you away from God. Nothing. Do you love Jesus Christ? A blessing has come. And you are standing in front of an heritage. Happy Heritage Day in both ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the most important heritage of them all is our heritage in the Lord. Yes, for we are the children of God, born of the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the heirs of the kingdom of God. There's no better heritage than that one. Amen. And all the inheritances that follow. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. And as you move on and move forward in life, know the purpose for your success. And let us all move together in this and shame the devil. No poor will be found in our midst. We must say that. There's no poor that must be found in our midst. Yes. Say there is no poor that must be found in our midst. Not nothing. No, not at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, congratulations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.